The first song I remember hearing on the radio and the first record I ever bought with my own money was Gentle on My Mind. It was a 7-inch vinyl record, and I can still see in my mind's eye the yellow and orange swirl and the title on the label with the words written out, Gentle on My Mind. It would only be later that I would notice the smaller letters in parentheses spelling out John Hartford, as I knew the song because Glenn Campbell sang it and had made it a hit, the most played song on the radio. But it wouldn't be until my early 30s, when I finally decided that I needed to learn to play the banjo, that my connection to John Hartford would come clear. And for a few years in my early 30s, whenever I would sit down to write, the voice inside my head would want to put down, "It's knowing how your door is always open and your path is free to walk." The iambs that opened Gentle on My Mind captured the kind of stretched out, casual, and radically specific rhythm I aimed for in my own prose, albeit academic. Composed by Hartford in the mid-60s, supposedly in a 30-minute frenzy after seeing Julie Christie and Dr. Zhivago, it would be that song that would earn Hartford the songwriter's version of tenure. Security in the form of royalties for a single song that would free him to pursue whatever passion that came up in him thereafter. A return to old-time music, tap dancing, and writing about steamboats. But as Hartford makes clear in an interview, he had not intended to write a hit. Had he intended to write a hit, he said, it certainly would not have sounded anything like that song. A song with no chorus, no bridge, and composed on the banjo. He wrote that song at a time when he was writing about anything, as he says, and throwing away what didn't work. And I can't think of anything that underscores how the writing process works any more than that. As a banjo player, Hartford would eventually go on to found an entirely new genre of music, newgrass, one that would open up possibilities for many of the musicians we know today, Noam Pikilny, Alison Brown, Bela Fleck, Danny Barnes. They all trace some part of their lineage back to him. But what draws me to Hartford is the writing, and the way that his writing reflects the obsession to compose. Even when I do not share an interest in what he's writing about, like steamboats or the Mississippi River, for example, I am still drawn to his work because I recognize his passion for what it is. Obsession. Who else but an obsessive would make a list of his influences and sing that list almost a cappella, save the sound of his own tap dancing on a piece of plywood? Who else but an obsessive would drop a classified ad for a banjo he really needed into one of his songs? But obsession doesn't really represent who John Hartford is either. At the heart of it, as would eventually be evidenced in the genre of newgrass, his obsessions were always coupled with a desire to play with others. And what may represent John Hartford the most is his ability to compose songs that other musicians want to play. Steam-powered aeroplane may represent this impulse in Hartford the best. I dreamt I went away on a steam-powered aeroplane. I came and I went and I damn near didn't come back again. Obsession and the desire for connection. These are the twin engines that drive us all. I dreamt I was there too.